Hi, welcome to HarambeRadio.com. It's Blue Money again, and this is yours truly, Gwen Mack, Tyson Speaks, your hostess with the mostest. Live from the Bay Area tonight, matter of fact. Before we start our show with our guest tonight, Rufus Wonder, out of Oakland, California, let me give a special shout-out to Sister Siobhan Pickett from last week's show. Thank you so much, and also True Vibe Records for providing these wonderful artists on this fabulous February Black History Month. For those of you who want a little Black history, today in 1965, Malcolm X was assassinated. Not something to celebrate while everyone's celebrating President's Day. There are some of us who do celebrate the loss of Brother Malcolm X. Now, without any further ado, let me bring on my co-host, the Blues Man, the host of Blue Monday, on February 20th, Marshall Wilkerson. How you doing tonight, brother?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Glenn?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm so excited about having
him.
And we're going to bring Rufus Wonder on right now. Brother Rufus Wonder, our special acquired celebrity of February. How are you tonight, Rufus Wonder?
I'm doing just fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for your time and sharing your story with the Harambe family. What we're going to do tonight, we're going to play Rufus Wonder songs on the half hour at 8:30 after our commercial break. But for now, I want to tell our guests about Rufus Wonder, who's had a storied career in the music business. At the age of 12, he actually moved to Oakland, California, and began his musical journey in the high school choir. And in the Navy, matter of fact, he formed the singing group, The Splendors. Rufus Wonder and The Splendors performed all over Asia, and after the military, Rufus Wonder joined a group called The Riffs, and we had many concerts in the Los Angeles area. And after The Riffs, Mandel, Rufus made his mark on the stage in Chicago and Detroit. Then he wrote Under the Moon, which you're going to hear later, and So Upset before signing with Lantra Records. Now, Rufus, he's also sang alongside Motown's legends such as The Temptations, Archie Bell, Contours, and Rufus Wonder, just for the record, The Contours was the first concert I went to. Actually, it was The Contours and Stevie Wonder playing at Uptown Theater in Philadelphia. Tell us a little bit about your experience as a singer, a little bit about yourself. I have to talk more about you, and then we'll play your songs. Tell me a little bit about how you like growing up in, was it Bossier City, Louisiana?
Yeah, that's right outside of Shreveport, isn't it?
Yeah, Bossier City is
I was struck with something about you. My family originated out of Shreveport and went to Los Angeles. Yours went to went to San Francisco, and there's a lot of other parallels. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I was born in Bossier City, and then we moved to Oakland. Actually, Oakland is San Francisco Bay Area.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then that was about when I was the age of 12. But then what happened also, my folks, they bought a house in Fresno. And then we moved to Fresno, and that's where I graduated from high school in Fresno there. And that's where I was in the high school choir there in Fresno.
Okay.
At Roosevelt High School in Fresno, California.
Okay. Now, were you in Oakland tonight, Rufus Wonder? Mr. Wonder?
I'm in Oakland right now.
Okay. And how long have you been in Oakland? Ever since you were 12?
No. I moved back to Oakland in 89. I was living in Los Angeles then. But before that, I was in Oakland, then Detroit. I left Detroit and come back to Oakland. And then my job transferred me to Los Angeles, and I worked as a second cameraman for a TV show there in Los Angeles called Roundabout LA.
Mm-hmm.
And I also started my own printing business there in Los Angeles, at graphics and printing.
Right. Well, all of us who live in Los Angeles, I was in Los Angeles from 72 to I think it was 90 when I came to the Bay Area. Now, out of all your experiences, I know you've been with different record labels. I know you were with True Vibe Records at one time. What was your experience like doing that Squash It CD? Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I hooked up with the True Vibe Records, and we did Squash It and a few other songs we did, Players Blues. And that was great. You know, we did a lot of touring shows doing that, Squash It, Players Blues, and other songs that I did with True Vibe Records.
Well, you know, we actually have played Rufus Marshall. We played his songs around Christmas time. We didn't know you, but we knew of you. So thank you for letting us in. We actually played Merry Christmas Baby in December last year, And it was by your request for Bill Jackson. Hi, shout out to Bill Jackson of True Vibe Records, a special shout out, because he was like, Wink, and you tried to get this in for the holiday, and so we did. And thank you so much for sharing your music, all of you on True Vibe. And I listened to Hey Sexy Lady, we're going to play later, Under the Moon. Did you write those songs, Mr. Wonder?
Yes, I wrote Hey Sexy Lady, and that was with Jam Production, Jam G, Jimmy Tull. He has the production I did that on. And Under the Moon, I wrote that. Yes, I wrote Under the Moon before I signed with Lando. It was Lando Records. In fact, you know, Lando Records, me and Carl Carlton was with that same company.
Wow.
Cool. Detroit, Michigan. That's when I wrote those songs.
Right. I actually want to say hi to Jam G, who introduced me to Bill Jackson. I always want to tell him we appreciate him as well. All those wonderful musicians on True Vibe Records. And then you have the song we're going to play later called Superstitious. Everyone knows Stevie Wonder. They probably want to know, are you related to Stevie Wonder since you have that last name?
No, I'm not related to Stevie Wonder, even though some of the things on the Internet says I am. Says I'm his cousin. But I never met Stevie Wonder himself, but I know his brother. I used to work with Wonder's brother, Larry Hardaway. And Calvin Hardaway, I know Calvin.
Well, you wear sunglasses like him, so they probably think you're related. And then you play. You know, do you play an instrument?
I went to the house and I lived in Detroit.
And now tell me, what instrument do you play, Rufus Wonder?
Well, I play keyboards.
Stevie does. Yeah, but probably a little better. Maybe, who knows? Now, you're in the Navy. Now, Marshall, I know you're a veteran as well, so thank you for serving our country. You had a singing group called the Blenders.
Yeah, I was an
average
in the Navy.
And then you had the group with Aaron Bushiller and Vernon Mallett, Willie Davis, Matthew Breckenridge. Wait a minute, is that you?
He's Matt? Breckenridge. Yeah, he's Breckenridge.
You're Matthew Breckenridge. Ah, A.K.A. Winston. Like, you know, Marshall, you're the blues man, I'm Pisces Speaks, we all got our A.K.A.s. So you and the Blenders performed overseas in the special services, Far East, Okinawa and Japan and the South Pacific. Wow, you've been all around.
Yes, that's right. We did. Yeah. Yakuza.
It was in the Air Force. They called it Toxin Blue, and that's a show. It was a show group that was put together of musicians and whatnot, and you go around touring all over the place, and that's what I was in the Air Force. And yours sound like. The Navy had something similar to that, and that was a service group where you went and played and all over the place.
Right, that's right. And plus, we had our own TV show on the ship.
Yeah,
I was on the aircraft carrier.
All around
him in the show.
Right. Now, tell our listeners, just in case you're just tuning in, this is the Blue Monday Show every Monday night, 8 p.m. Pacific time in L.A. And I'm sorry, in the East Coast, it's 11 o'clock Eastern time every Monday night. And tonight our guest is Rufus Wonder out of Oakland, California, which is the Bay Area. And I am Gwen Mac Pisces Speaks. So let's go right along and welcome anybody to Harambe Radio. I hope you had a wonderful Black History Month. Now, this album that you had that's stuck on you, one of my favorites is the Tell Me So. Can you tell me a little bit about Tell Me So, the lyrics, what inspired you to write that song?
Well, what inspired me was thinking about some things that happened to me when I was younger. And I used to hear some of my people just say things about, I forget some of the lines I got in there. But anyway, I used to hear people use certain wordings, and that's what made me put those words there. Like, if you're feeling mighty low and things of that nature, tell me so, and I'll do that with you, otherwise, to stand by you.
That's kind of funky. And then the one that has the, I'm playing it right here, even though we're not going to play it till later. If you're feeling mighty low. I'm cheating right now. I'll tell you, on Blue Monday, you never know what you're going to get. Like, life is a box of chocolate. So when I'm shopping everybody, I'm cheating right now. I'm playing little Rufus right now. If you want me, I'll be here for you. Hey, that's pretty hot.
Yeah, that's
like a bop song. And you can go to Rufus Wonder's website, www.rufuswonder.com. That's Wonder, no S on the end. And tell them the other website, Rufus, please, for me, Mr. Wonder.
It's ohostar.com. O-O-star.
Right.
.com.
And they actually can hear the songs on the website, too. And that, can they download them or what? Or order them?
Yes, they can go like through the MP3s, iTunes, Rhapsody, and all those different digitals. Mm-hmm. You can go through that way. And also with CD Baby, or if you just go through my website, you know, which also another link is rwe-usa.com. You can go there.
Right.
Or either Rufus Wonder or CD Baby.
Okay, now on the song Hey Sexy Lady, where you talked about a mellow rap with a pure funky beat and a touch of a Salute to Barry White, who is that? It sounded like it was the brother from The Temptations. Was that David Melvin on there?
No, that was a guy named Ricky Alexander from the Old Town Passions. He's the one that did the liner notes on that for me.
Yeah, that sounded a little bit like this. Yeah, I thought that was David coming back. You know, his real name was David Porter. You know, I don't know if you know.
You mean David Redford?
No, Melvin of the Temptations, the real name was David Porter.
Oh, Melvin Franklin, yes. Yeah.
Right, I remember I met him personally, and Ollie's, they're all gone now. Well, I don't know, Ollie's in another life right now. So now, let's get back to your music. Of all the songs in your CD, Stuck on You, what's your favorite song?
Well, right now, one of them is For Self-Respect and Fair Play, because it has a message in there. That's why I kind of like that one.
Okay, that's
the
confession.
What's the message?
Here it is right here. This is like some For Self-Respect and Fair Play by Rufus Wonder. You don't... Fair play, right? We need... We're doing a sneak peek because we're going to play all these songs at the 8:30. And we'll be here live until 9 o'clock, but we'll be talking to Rufus Wonder out of the Bay Area here on HarambeeRadio.com until 8:30, and then we're going to let you sit back and relax and hear nonstop Rufus Wonder song, the Blue Monday Show. All right, now, Marshall, is there something you want to ask Rufus? You know how I can always take over the mic sometimes.
You sure you can. I was just sitting back and letting you do that since you were on a roll. I wanted to talk a little bit about the parallels that we have in terms of getting involved in music. When did you actually get the idea that you could move an audience vocally or playing? When did that occur for you?
Well, I used to, when I was in church and as a kid in church, I used to get up and sing sometime, and that would kind of inspire me there. And plus, listen to other artists and just one thing just led to another. And that, and in fact,
well, you mine was, I was listening to other, I was R&B at that time when I was growing up, and I'm sure it was for you too, but my parents kind of kept me in the church groove for a long time, you know, and I got good at singing at churches, and all of which was occurring, I think, in the audience was not because God was inspiring them. I think it was more the singer was doing that. And that's when I began to realize that maybe there's something else that I can do here with that. You know, mine was a long and interrupted career. Yours seemed to have been kind of straightforward. Mine was stopped by marriages and this, that, and the other. And I was lucky enough to come back in the last 10 years and be in Great Voice. I hear yours. I listen to the voice, and I'm fascinated with singers' voice and whether or not they're hearing what other people may or may not be hearing in their voices. Yours sound clear. And how do you take care of the instrument?
Well, you know, actually, I did lay dead for a minute out of singing. I got off into the graphics and printing business, and but I still went to school. But I have some problem with it every once in a while, but I do some voice, vocal exercises, you know. And that's one that keeps you your voice box open quite a bit. The one used the letter H. You say H H H H like that, and that keeps.
Yeah.
Yes. So that is one thing that's kind of keep it clear there. And plus, sometimes I gargle with the sea salt. You know.
Now, in terms of the music scene in the Oakland area, I hear different stories about, at least from blues people, you know, clubs, this club's closing, that thing is happening, and, you know, if it's just an average club, you may or may not get booked and whatnot. What's been your experience? I know you're not at that level, but what's been your experience in listening to some of the guys talk about music in general?
Oh, yes. Well, I noticed it seems like the blues more or less is getting more play around here a lot now, except, you know, when you listen to some of the clear channel stations, things of that nature. But as
yeah.
far as my work around here with True Vibe Records, we've been doing a lot of stuff, shows like in San Rafael and Nevada and places like that, Napa.
Right.
I work with
right.
some of the rappers and stuff like that. And,
right. Okay.
And Mr. Bill Jackson, True Vibe Records, he's the one carries us around to these different venues of that nature.
Cool.
And,
that's a good thing.
And working with, like I said, JMG again, because he helped us out also with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
And Bill Jackson is a wonderful man. I understand. I never met him personally, but everyone is, all his artists speak very highly of him, and that's a good thing. Now, so you have a great blend of music styles from the era and modern soul and funk. It says it looks like you took time back to the nightclubs, okay, like Cab Calloway. Do people compare you to Cab Calloway?
Well, I heard it, well, that was a write-up that I read about that when they wrote about a couple of my songs. They mentioned that in the write-up. But, you know, I mm-hmm. never did, Cab Calloway, I knew who Cab Calloway was, but I never paid attention to him that much, really. But
I'm trying to visualize that, you know, and listen to you. I don't think you're Cab Calloway type, but go ahead. Yeah.
So the golden era, that the album sound takes us back to the Cotton Club and Cab Calloway.
Oh, I see. Now I got the idea. Okay.
So the other is more for the jazz of the 50s with a fusion of funk from the past few decades. So first of all, Richard's one is the radiant one. Before you even open the CD, you know that this guy is really one of us, a vintage, I can't say it, what, Aficionado? Aficionado. Anyway,
the
outfit.
I the way I was dressed on that, too.
Aficionado.
Yeah. You've been dressing. So your outfit you wear on the front and the back of the cover is exactly like those worn by the Zoot Suiters of the 1940s. That's the Art Deco beautiful CD I'm looking at. You can actually see the background. We just give a shout out to the lady who does your website. What's her name? PJ?
PJ Web. She's my web designer, PJ Crowder.
Right.
Yes.
She's good. And then, you know, this Art Deco font, the front and the other artwork, it's all done by her? Is that the artwork done by somebody else?
Well, yes, some of my artwork was done by, I can't call his company now. Oh, wow.
That's okay. We all have our senior moments. I know
yes.
I do. So,
yes.
But the radiant one, I'm saying it because the CD cover is like, it looks like it's like your Louisiana and a Mardi Gras or something like that. But it's really nice. So people, pick up the website in www.rufuswonder.com and just jump around his bio. There's all kinds of galleries on truebyrecords.com where you can actually see the artist, our guest tonight, Rufus Wonder, who has been nominated quite celebrity of the month by yours truly, Pisces Speaks. Only do it once a month. Last month was Paradise, and happy belated birthday to Brother Paradise. Didn't make it to your birthday party yesterday, but I know you had a great one. So tonight is Rufus Wonder night, and he's going to tell us a little bit more about his new CD. And are you in the studio now, Mr. Wonder, at all?
Yes, I'm just finishing up this. The new CD is Rufus Wonder sang Oldies but Goodies. That's what I'm
mm-hmm.
doing, covering and originals. And
okay.
I'm doing one of Stevie Wonder's song and one The Temptations. And I did. In fact, I done something on there. Nat King Cole did the first cop. There's 12 tracks on there.
Really?
Which track are you doing of Nat?
Beg pardon?
Which track are you doing of Nat?
Send For Me.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I got that one. I think that's on the CD.
And one for William Bell.
I had
the show with William Bell. And the marquees,
and
I did some background.
I'm sorry, go ahead. And you also did Get Ready, too, I'm sure.
Yeah,
that
Get Ready,
yeah,
Get Ready. And I was just down in Los Angeles in September of last year at the Harold Awards. I don't know if you're familiar with them. With Janie Brown, Barry Gordon, all of them there, Smokey Robinson.
Yes, I am there.
Holiday,
yes.
I was there with them.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Lot. So do you perform locally in the Bay Area? Anything coming up?
Well, I'm getting ready for something down in Florida. It's the Soul Trip USA 2011. Going to be in Florida, and this coming up in March. And,
what city in Florida?
In Orlando. That's what the British, they call it the British Invasion. The first one they had was the one that come to Los Angeles 2004 at the Wilshire Grand.
I remember that. Yeah.
Then
they
have one in New York, New Jersey area, in the East Brunswick, New Jersey. Then the last one was in Chicago and Detroit.
The last moving to Florida,
Yes, this is a reunion. So
well, good. Well, we're definitely going to be keeping in touch with you to see how things are going with you, Rufus Wonder, who's a special guest tonight here on Blue Monday. And we're talking to Rufus Wonder about his new CD and also some CDs from the past that you can check out on his website. And also, Tell Me So, to an extent, he sounds like he's channeling every guy who wants a woman to stop playing hard to get and just come out to say how she feels. And Stuck on You, he says, is behind every great man, there's a woman. That's his muse, and that's the narrative of the song. That's the Stuck on You song. And the Radiant One, Luther Wonder's anthem, the song of love about how one radiates with beauty. So all the songs I've heard so far are very nice, which I did tell Mr. Wonder about during the week when he sends them to us, to share with you, our listeners here on HarambeRadio.com. So in about, let's see, it's about 5 more minutes we're going to talk, and then we're going to roll nonstop True Vibe Records and tape, and also Rufus Wonder's songs. And then we have Under the Moon, and we're going to play Fever, Squash It, Superstitious, Send For Me, Hey Sexy Lady, You Gave Me Wings, Cut Me Loose, Tell Me So. And whatever we play, trust me, you're going to enjoy it, and you're going to want more. So you definitely want to check out Rufus Wonder's website. Now, let Marshall take over. And Mr. Wonder, any shout-outs you want to give to anyone? Because we're really excited about getting ready to play your songs.
Yes, I want to say also, Stitch Your Hip is the latest album that I have out there right now. That's the one with 12 tracks, too. And I'm dedicating some of my songs to my mother. She's 93 years old. Her name is Maya. She lives in Oakland, California now.
Oh, God bless her. Yeah, well, and you say she lives in Oakland?
Yes, she's living in Oakland, yes.
Okay. Now, do you have sons and daughters at all?
Beg pardon?
Do you have children?
I have two kids, a son and a daughter.
Okay.
Any of them interested in music?
Beg pardon?
Any of them interested in music?
Not that I know of right now. I never hear them sing like they want to be into the music business.
You don't hear them singing in the shower? Oh, I always joke about everybody can sing. Everybody can sing in the shower. Now, we definitely want you to come back in the near future because we're like family here with the True Vibe and Jam G and Spider-Man Michael Robinson, and definitely want to keep in touch. And be sure to keep your dial on HarambeRadio.com every Monday night. Here's Blue Monday Show with yours truly, Pisces Speaks, and Marshall Bluesman Wilkerson. And before we pay some bills and go to commercial, Mr. Wonders, I just want everyone to know that February 22nd, tomorrow, the sister that wrote the book, the author for Colored Girls Who Have Considered Suicide When the Rainbow Is Not Enough, is going to be at UC Davis at the Freeborn Hall. Leslie Campbell, a speaker series, I can never say her name, Nozaki Shange, the sister who wrote, she's the author of For Colored Girls. So I definitely want to keep everybody aware of things going on here on Black History Month. So, Mr. Wonder, I definitely want to thank you again for sharing this time. I know time flies and you're having fun, and we could talk all night, but definitely want to have time to play your music. And
I really appreciate
you
having me on your show.
And you're so welcome. And you keep up the good work. I'm proud of you, and it's an honor to have you on HarambeRadio.com tonight. Stitch to Your Hip. Is that the name of the CD? Stitch to Your Hip?
Yeah, Stitch to Your Hip is my latest CD.
That's going to be a hot one, I can tell. Well, you take care of yourself, and if you want, you can
We're all going to take a little quick commercial break and come back with Rufus Wonder Nonstop Song. We won't be live on the air, so keep it right here on HarambeRadio.com, and we'll be back next Monday, same time, same back channel with Paradise at 8 p.m. next week with part two for my birthday celebration live on HarambeRadio.com. So everyone, have a wonderful night. Rufus Wonder, take care of yourself, and I'm so happy of your new CD, and keep in touch with us.
Thank you.
Thank you. And Marshall, keep up the good work, blues man.
Alrighty, I'll see
ya. We're gonna go to commercial break. Keep it right there on HarambeRadio.com.
Throw my hands in the air, pray to God and scream. Can we all just get along like Rodney King? As I walk down the street, I see the oddest thing. In the day-to-day drama, everybody brings. There obviously seems to be a lack of unity.
Hi, this is Gwen Mack on HarambeRadio.com. Remember to keep it right there. Keep it right there. Keep it right there. And whenever you're not on the TV, just log on to the internet, www.HarambeRadio.com. 24/7, we have the best music and talk shows for all of you. So keep it right there. It's Black History Month. Special shout out to Delani Amon. Salute to you, CEO, producer of HarambeRadio.com and TV, for making all this possible. Take care, everybody. This is Blue Monday. Gwen Mack saying, have a wonderful rest of the life. Peace out. And we're going to play some songs by Rufus Wonder. Keep it right there.
In the air, pray to God and scream. Can we all just get along like Rodney King? As I walk down the street, I see the oddest thing. In the day-to-day drama, everybody brings. There obviously seems to be a lack of unity. And 85% of the black community. If you're tired of the gun packers and crack traffickers, what you gonna do? Go back to Africa. Your friends will probably get mad or laugh at you. I hope this rap might get through to Africa. Y'all have to squash it before another brother dying. You gotta squash it before some other mother dying. Stop the violence, increase the peace, decrease the beast, and the choppers firing, or else it's cops and sirens. Go street to street, you don't wanna see your peeps in the box to lying. So just squash it, squash it, squash it, squash it, squash it, girl, squash it, you gotta squash it, just squash it, don't lose your life over nonsense. So just squash it, just squash it, you squash it, girl, squash it, you gotta squash it, just squash it, don't lose your life over nonsense. Hey, y'all, just squash it, all this mess, all this getting fight and turfs up, girls worrying about who said who. Hey, just squash everything, all right? We don't need no other brothers in the box. Squash. Come on. Squash. Squash it, y'all.
If the little man don't get your head against the wind, you wanna stand feet up, I bet you wanna kill. This gangster life won't stop, so crazy. You better get off the block now.
Strangers, anchor, danger, gangster, slang words, favor, safety, unlock, gunshots, fun stop, someone drops, here come cops. Nancy jumped in. My friend Bill told me a frightening story. It was the night before, July the 4th. Two brothers were yelling outside the store. We started shooting, Bill thought it was fireworks. And last night at the club, fights was breaking out. Just when was making out. The ladies don't like seeing thugs thumping. Just squash, squash, keep the club jumping. Stop the violence, increase the peace, decrease the beast, and the choppers firing, or else it's cops and sirens. From street to street, you don't want to see your peach.
Shoot out, stand tall, get a team like that ball. Young players gon' get it together, I swear, y'all. It's not fair, murals from wall to wall like Chris Brown. Of all the fallen soldiers from this town, I love the O, it makes me wanna kiss round. But killers wanna spit round, we need to have a sit down with all the real bosses. Tell them they need to squash it and do some chakras. Handle your problems properly. The cops wanna pop, lock, and drop us like Huey. Every thug in the hood
parents where they kooky. It's spooky. This dude started out as a teacher, became a gang leader, then changed to beast preacher. The streets creep up, then it's R.I.P. I shoot you, you shoot me. We need to squash it like zucchini. Think before you go start in a war. What you sparking it for? Cause you ain't hard anymore.
Just squash it.
Squash it.
Just squash it.
Squash it.
Squash it.
Squash it.
Girl, squash it.
Squash it.
Squash it.
Squash it.
Just squash it.
Squash
don't
it.
Lose your life
over nonsense. Treat me right, you give me fever. in the morning, fever all through the night. You give me fever, baby, when I hold you tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night.
true lover, send for me, send for me. Oh, you never want any other. Send for me, send for me. I promise you that I'll be true. Send for me, send for me. Anytime, just tell me your problems and you find out, baby, that I'll solve them. If you leave one morning, I don't hurry. If you got big troubles, I don't hurry. Just depend on your friend. Send for me, send for me. Morning, noon, or night, or in the early bright. Now don't you fret, my pretty pet, I'm gonna treat you right. Don't you dare raise a hair, I'm gonna share your every care anywhere. Yeah. Oh yeah, send for me, I'll be there. Yes, it'll be, baby. Send for me, baby. Send for me. Send for me, yeah. Send for me, baby. Send for me.
First sight, I never felt like this before. It's driving me up. can't take it no more. My mind's in a trance when I think about the loveliness of you. Your shapely hips, voluptuous lips, oh, to me the things you do. Last time I gazed out my window, I had a feeling that you were there. My mighty rush ran through my brain, all I could do was stare. Your beauty was so astounding, I was lost for words to say. I got hypnotized, I was mesmerized, you took my breath away. You ripped it on me, girl, you turned me on, you set my heart pain. You rocked my world, my head's in a twirl, darling, you slew me. You ripped it on me, girl, you knocked me off my feet, the way you blow my mind.
Love can bring your love. Talking about your love, you gave me wings, baby. You gave me the strength to stand alone, all the confidence to make it on my own. You gave it all, and you never know just how much you helped me to grow. You gave me wings, baby, taught me to fly. Yes, you did. You gave me the world on a silver tray.
Oh! I build loose neck goose. Don't wanna holler, what's the use? Don't wanna be a loose neck goose, baby. Oh, baby, no, no, yeah. Oh, man. Oh, baby. Ain't gonna cut you loose. Don't wanna holler, what's the use? Oh, baby.
Keep your sense of pride.
Keep your sense of pride.
I met a girl who made me feel the way that you do. Whenever I'm asked who makes my dreams real, I say that you do. Feedback and bo-o-bom. Look out, baby, cause you have come. I'm bringing you a love that's true, so get ready, so get ready. I'm gonna try to make you love me too, so get ready, so get ready, cause here I come. Loving you're gonna miss in the time it takes to find you. Tweedledee and Tweedledum. Look out, baby, cause here I come. I'm bringing you a love that's true, so get ready, so get ready. I'm gonna try to make you love me too, so get ready. If all my friends should want you to, I'll understand it. I hope I get to you before.